The frost has come out of the ground, and that, combined with already wet conditions from this past fall, is taking a toll on roads. Many of those which farmers and ranchers use daily. A national disaster declaration was made last fall because of this excessive moisture, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has requested a statewide disaster declaration for this spring. This provides access to federal emergency funds, but this federal process requires careful procedures to ensure costs remain eligible. Ramsey County Highway Superintendent Kevin Fieldson, who also serves as president of the North Dakota Association of Counties, says this concern is certainly on everyone's mind.
You know, if we keep getting moisture, it's just going to make things worse, but typically, the really bad ones get flagged with, or marked with flags. Some signs are put up in the really bad spots to warn travelers that there's soft spots. Hard for us to get any equipment down those roads to get them fixed. Like if there's a washout somewhere, it's hard to get a truckload of gravel to that site because of all the soft spots that are in between the two spots.
With the economic downturn due to COVID-19, North Dakota counties are seeing funds normally devoted to roads disappearing. There has been a reduction in traffic on those roads, and therefore motor fuel tax collections are well behind normal. Typically, 22% of this tax revenue is dedicated to counties. Fieldson says this decrease in road revenues could not come at a worse time.
Budget time's coming up in a couple months, and the revenues aren't there, so everybody's got in the back of their mind that they're going to have to raise real estate tax through the mill levy this year, and it's going to be painful for everyone. People are going to have to travel the roads to get their farming done.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.